Time now, the Bonanza pregame show, to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. How was the bye week for you and the staff?
It was a great week, Schultzy. You know, it's just a time to recharge your batteries, and you try to work on some things that you don't normally work on.
Is that about the perfect time in the year? You've played a few games, you've played a few weekends, and now get a good week of work?
I agree. I think it is, Schultzy. I mean, we played three weekends, and you're exactly right, and you can kind of see where you're at, and we're tinkering with some lines. And again, it allowed us to do some things like six attackers. You don't normally get, you know, it's tough to get your six attackers in, so we got six attackers in. We did some 4-on-4. So again, we just some face-off play, some things that actually take some time during the week. That is just again, those are tough things to do. So it gave us time to work on those types of things.
So week off give you a little time to reflect too. That 80 shots on goal isn't bad, and yeah, the results weren't what you want, but the effort was still there.
Absolutely, Schultzy. I think you're right on right there. I mean, after the game, you sit there and say, my gosh, we got 1 point, and we got to do this and do that. Then you do reflect, and you know, the sun does obviously shine the next day, and you have to look at things like that, and we did a lot of good things. We played very well against Northern Michigan. I couldn't ask much more out of our guys and what they gave, and you know, it's too bad that we only got 1 point that weekend. But again, we had 85 shots on net. Our power play, you know, really had some good looks. I think we had 20 shots or 21 shots on Friday night on the power play. We scored a power play goal on Saturday. Our penalty kill was good. So again, a lot of parts of our game were pretty good, Schultzy, and again, we just didn't have the result that we wanted.
Looking at line combinations, coaches always seem to juggle them at times. You've juggled them quite a bit as of late. Are you still trying to get chemistry, or are you still just trying to get results?
Both. I think both, Schultzy. I think, you know, chemistry hopefully it gets results, you know. And, you know, we also went back to some lines that we had last year, and, you know, with Ward and Harms and Charlie and Nate and Johnny Parker and Marcus at the end of the year. So we kind of went back to some lines that were pretty good last year. And, again, we're trying to obviously get better results, but, again, you are trying to find some chemistry there.
Every coach is different. Are you more of a gut feeling or more of a scientific approach to putting lines together?
I think it's a combination of both, Schultzy. I mean, I always think there's certain pairs that work good together, and I think you want to try to keep those pairs together the best you can. And then obviously too, sometimes you have to go with your gut. Somebody might be playing well, but he may not totally fit on a specific line. But again, he's playing well, and you feel that he might jumpstart a particular line, so you do it.
More on Tom Cerruteri when we return. The Bonanza Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonanza Pregame Show, Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Alaska, every time I've seen him, Tom, big physical defenseman. Fits their style too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They got big physical defensemen. They're a physical team in general, and they play with really good pace.
Marley is an absolute stud. He's the offensive player of the week. He's the preseason player of the year. Safe to say at home you're going to match some lines with him this weekend?
Yes, we will. And I think you'll see Graham McCormick and Justin Baudre on the ice with him a lot this weekend.
Being at home with a guy like that, it's got to be worth a half a goal, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is. He's a ball player. But we got good players too. So, but there's no question. I mean, this kid's he's a special player, and he's got great jump. He shoots the puck well, and he's just got a high battle level.
As you've prepared for them, special teams, what stands out?
Well, you know, one thing with their power play, Schultzy, is that they really ad-lib a lot. It was really hard to actually prepare for their power play because they give Morley a lot of freedom, very similar to what Mankato did with Leitner last year. So they give Morley a lot of freedom, and he's a guy that you just have to make sure that you know where he's at and you're cognizant of where he's at on the ice, and you know, he's very active out there.
How different are they on small ice?
I don't know, Schultzy. I don't – again, early in the year right now, I think they'll be just fine. I think, again, going from big ice to small ice, they'll be just fine on small ice just because, again, I think their physicality will allow them to be good on small ice, and they got good speed. So when there's turnovers, those guys usually have the ability of creating scoring chances from turnovers.
How healthy are you getting?
You know what? We're pretty healthy right now. Justin's back. Justin's back this weekend, which is good, but Miles is still out, and Miles could be out a while with a, you know, lower body injury.
Obviously, Justin Baudry played pretty well to start, and then he got hurt. Has he had any hiccups whatsoever getting his legs back for starters?
Not really. He's been practicing for the last couple of weeks, so without any contact, so at least he's been able to skate.
So he's able to play without thinking yet?
Absolutely. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.